Welcome to the Beyond Your Beliefs podcast. Are you ready to go beyond your beliefs? Welcome back to the Beyond Your Beliefs podcast, where we inspire you to go beyond the boundaries of your beliefs. I am your host, Jerrica.
I'm your host, Toya. Welcome to the space.
Hey, y'all. Hey, we are back with another episode. Episode number 12. We are actually continuing a conversation from last week about Kundalini energy, and then we will get into talking about my Foundations of Energy Healing course. So today's episode is sort of a part two to last week's episode, a continuation of the conversation. So where we had left off was me completely flustered about not being able to think of the two substances that equate to the awakening of Kundalini energy in the body. And guys, I have it now. So the two substances would be, and I did say DMT in the last episode, but
it is.
It's supposed to be like milk and honey, like the land of milk and honey. So the DMT was correct. That is symbolic of honey in that story of in the Bible. And then milk is the serotonin. So just to catch you up, if you didn't watch listen to last week's episode, we were talking about the metaphysical association between the land of milk and honey that's talked about in the Bible, how Israel is the land of milk and honey, and how there is a metaphysical significance to that. And what it is that the milk and honey, so the land of milk and honey, when they combine, so when DMT and serotonin combine and travel up the spine through the chakras, through the pineal gland, to the crown, that is where the spiritual awakening, or the Kundalini awakening rather, happens. And so when you see pictures of the two serpents that travel around the spine, that's what that is. They say that it's a serpent-like energy because of the path that it takes as it travels up through the spine. And it's said to be dormant. The Kundalini energy is said to be dormant at the root chakra. But that the claustrum, which is in the brain, actually is secreted. And that is, it's almost like an oil, really. And that goes down to meet the base of the spine. And that sacred oil is a part of what, you know, allows for this ascension, basically. So the colostrum produces this oil. The sacred oil meets this coiled like feminine energy, and then the DMT and serotonin both travel up the spine and hit the pineal gland and your crown chakra, and that is how you have a Kundalini awakening.
And it's an extremely pleasurable feeling. I don't even think I could describe it really, but it's extremely pleasurable. It's almost it's refreshing, but I don't know. It's because it's like free at the same time. But then you also have these pleasure feelings at the same time. And then when I'm saying pleasure, I'm not saying specific sexual pleasure. I'm just like a full body pleasure. Like, it's just like a pleasurable sensation, I guess.
The Kundalini awakening?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and some people do experience really pleasurable or positive experiences with the Kundalini awakening. Mm-hmm. For some people, not so much.
Right. Yeah.
And really, what that is about, it doesn't mean that a Kundalini awakening is evil or that a Kundalini awakening is bad. That's not it at all. But it's just that if you are not ready for an awakening like this, it can be like a shock to your nervous system. You know, mm-hmm. it's a situation where you were living your best life being, you know, completely ignorant of certain things. And then you get this awakening and now your life is turned upside down and you're trying to figure out how to adjust. And I've even heard like some people who have had like plant medicine ceremonies and not been in the right headspace for it or the right mental space for it and have those exact same experiences mm-hmm. where they are left with depression or sadness or just an inability to cope with the new awareness that they now have.
Right.
And you sort of, for some people, go through this dark night of the soul because essentially you've awakened out of the matrix, basically, you know? So mm-hmm. it's like everything that you knew to be true is you have a whole new lens that you're looking through now. And so you kind of mourn the old you, the old life, because now you've been awakened to a new mm-hmm. life. So I definitely think that people shouldn't just go around taking plant medicines and just seeking these Kundalini experiences before you feel called to. Don't force it. It's something that needs to come to you. You need to feel mm-hmm. invited in or called to really get to that point in your journey. This isn't something where if you're fresh out of organized religion that you want to experience too soon mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something you want to experience when you're a lot
in your time. Along. Yeah. Because we actually talked about it. Oh God, how many years ago that's been? It's been about what, 7 years ago, maybe?
Yep.
When we first talked about it, and we're just having the experience now.
Yep. Yep. Because you need all of that mental and emotional support and that foundation to be strong to really be able to handle everything. You know, it's your ego is basically dying, you know, mm-hmm. like you're going to be vibrating on a different level. You know, you may become more hypersensitive to things. You know, you may start, your sensory perceptions may be heightened, mm-hmm. you know, like, you know, there's a lot of things, or you may go through, your body may go through a detox. So from a physical standpoint, you get ill, or there's dis-ease in the body as your body is trying to adjust to the higher frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely different, but when you're ready, as Toya mentioned, it can be a very beautiful and blissful and pleasurable experience where you are smiling, you have these synchronicities that are starting to take place in your life, and you may be able to start manifesting easier and attracting mm-hmm. good things into your life. And so, or you may develop gifts, maybe you're more intuitive than what you were before, or you find that your creativity is like, if you thought you had writer's block, it's gone. Like you mm-hmm. are just open up to a new you, a new heightened version of you that has more of a bird's eye view of what's going on. And so your perspective and your perception is expanded.
Right. Yeah. Cause it's almost like you're completely opened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's that's what it is. You're surrendering. You're surrendering to spirit.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So yeah, the Kundalini awakening can be a really beautiful thing. You just definitely need to be in the right place. Just like, as I said, with plant medicines, you don't want to get to a place before it's your time. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember, it may have been when we were talking about, it could have been the Dark Night of the Soul episode. Possibly, or no, it was the different levels of consciousness episode where we actually talked about the dangers of like opening up the third eye before the right time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this kind of goes hand in hand with that. It doesn't mean that the third eye or the pineal gland is dangerous. It just means that you don't need to get there before you need to get there. Mm-hmm. And so there was one particular body of work that I was reading throughout that episode, and they recommend entering the third chakra through the crown chakra because there's like more of this protection or support that you will have as you go through an awakening like that. Because if you have not developed each of the chakras that lead up to the third eye, then there are some lessons that you're missing that could have grounded you a little bit more and mm-hmm. that could have better prepared you for the experience overall. But, you know, like if you are maybe taking medications or you're just not in the best at your best mental health space, then mm-hmm. you want to wait until you're a little bit more stable before having a Kundalini experience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think, a lot of people experience Kundalini awakenings through sex.
Mm-hmm. You can, through sex, yoga, meditation. Mm-hmm. It's a slower awakening, and you would want it to be slower if you don't have, because it's recommended that you have a practitioner mm-hmm. or some type of professional there with you.
Yep.
When it does happen, because you can have psychotic breaks.
Yeah. And you have to be careful with sex, because I feel like sex and psychedelics mm-hmm. are like the fast track to Kundalini awakening because of the passion and the intensity of the energy. Like with sex, you know, the orgasm being mm-hmm. so intense. And then, of course, psychedelics are literally altering your state of consciousness anyway. So those two are like fast track. Like, so mm-hmm. that's why I say, like, don't be out here doing plant medicines until it's time. And mm-hmm. when I tell you, like, the past year, I would say I have been more so really adamant about ayahuasca, San Pedro, or cacao, things like that. But as Toya mentioned, we're 7 years into a spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, I started my spiritual journey and then I immediately wanted to have an ayahuasca ceremony. Heck mm-hmm. no. Matter mm-hmm. of fact, mm-hmm. that early in my journey, it kind of scared the crap out of me because I was aware of it. I knew of plant medicines, but these type of experiences that people were having, I just simply was not ready for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I could admit that at that time. I knew I wasn't ready. And it wasn't even nothing that I desired to do. It was
right.
Like,
it wasn't even a thought. Yeah. It was like, you just know it's happening, but it's not necessarily like I'm thinking about doing it right away.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, I know it's a thing, but it's not like on my bucket list or anything. Mm-hmm. That didn't come, like I said, until like this past year, like 2021, mm-hmm. 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So like now I feel like I'm in a place where I can handle it, where it'll be good.
Of course it would. It would. Now it's a good time.
So I guess we can pivot to talk about the course. Mm-hmm. A bit now. This is the part that makes me a little bit nervous. But I'm ready. You know, I launched the Foundations of Energy Healing course about 3 weeks ago, September 9th.
Woo-hoo!
Yes! And I'm so proud of this work because it took about 6 months for me to put it all together, not just the research, the studying, but also like getting together marketing and creating templates for myself so that when I want to do another course, I'm not starting from scratch. And just like the whole process altogether was about 6 months, give or take 6 months. And it is my baby. I am really proud of this work. It was birthed out of my desire to not feel like I have to start from scratch all the time when explaining spiritual topics mm-hmm. with people. Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, that was really where it came from. Because a lot of people don't know, like they don't know a lot of the basics. And mm-hmm. when you're 7 years in, sometimes it can take a lot out of you because you've experienced so much and you
want to remember.
Yeah. And you want to explain a lot and there's so much to cover, but you don't want to bombard somebody. So with this course, I figured I would put something together that is, you know, it's comprehensive, but introductory at the same time. And it's something that people can do at their own pace to answer some of the questions that they may have that you can get in one place versus having to take a whole bunch of different classes or visit a whole bunch of different websites, read a whole bunch of different books to try to connect the pieces or piece everything together to get a good, well-rounded understanding of what energy mm-hmm. healing really is. So that's where it came from. And it's really for people, you know, if you feel like you're really fascinated with spirituality and alternative healing, but also very curious about how it works, mm-hmm. or maybe you feel like you lack the understanding or the scientific backing to support the concepts, you know, that's where the course is. It's like, for me, I've always been overly invested in my personal spiritual practices, but I always longed for the facts, like the knowledge and the science to kind of not just support what I knew spiritually, but also to kind of be able to prove it to other people, like to convince myself and to convince another person if needed. So mm-hmm. it's like, you know, spiritually, you can know that there are great benefits to meditation. But, you know, for people like me, it feels so much more better when you can, like, also explain it from a scientific standpoint as to why meditation works.
And see, that's the beauty of us. I don't need that. Like, I need it, but I don't, like, yeah. to that extent. Because for me, I'm more of the experience. I'm more of a one-on-one with spirit. Mm-hmm. Like, you tell me this, show me this, speak to me, let me, this, it works out, it falls in place, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So for me to start from the beginning, it's like, yeah, no. I, first of all, probably really don't remember every step.
Right.
But with Jerrica, the difference is she wants to know the whys behind it. And so it's from an educational standpoint, it's easier, and it'll be helpful to take the class with her because there is going to be so much detail, things you haven't even thought of or thought that you wanted to know yet. Yes. But it's going to fit in there, and I think that's great, especially for those that do need the proof or, you know, a certain foundation to say this is this.
Yes.
And so the course is very, very, very detailed.
Yes.
So you're not going to miss out on anything. I doubt that you would have any questions after. But, you know, of course, you can reach out if you have any questions after.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. My goal was to introduce spiritual, metaphysical, and scientific concepts as it relates to energy and energy healing and how it relates to you as far as like mind, body, and spirit. So mm-hmm. the goal is to connect those dots for you and to really help to paint the bigger picture, but to put it in layman's terms, you know, in ways that people can actually get it, that's not using a bunch of terminology that's so mm-hmm. far-fetched. But, you know, speaking of terminology, etymology is important. If y'all have been listening to this podcast and you don't know by now how I feel about etymology of words, you're gonna get a lot of that in the course. Because it's important. A lot of why we don't even understand ourselves is because we barely even understand our language. We don't really know why the words are what they are. Like, why do we call the remote control. Like, does anybody mm-hmm. ever, like, I think of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's probably my Mercury in Aquarius. And I have, my ninth house has Gemini. I have Gemini on the ninth. So, like, looking into stuff like this is, it's fun for me. So if you are a spiritual person, but you're also very analytical, or you like science, then you're going to enjoy a class like this. Or if you just need help convincing yourself that, yes, there is scientific backing behind this, you know. And we have put so much of our power and our knowledge, we've just put all that responsibility onto doctors and physicians. Mm-hmm. We expect them to be able to tell us everything about us. But at the end of the day, we have to take back some of that responsibility to understand ourselves and to understand what it is that we're even made up of. We don't even know what's in our bodies and why they are important. So not just our bodies, but like the connection between the mind and the body and how inseparable those things really are. But, you know, because of our current education system and our current healthcare system, we tend to look at those things in the West as very separate and different things, because Western medicine is very mechanical and, you know, tends to look at things as separate parts. But the more that I've learned about energy and the body, everything is connected. There's an interconnectedness. Yes. So I talk a lot about that in the Foundations of Energy Healing course. So some of the topics that are discussed would be, we talk about the significance of the heart. We talk about our biology, our beliefs, and how our beliefs affect our biology. I, of course, define what energy is, what healing is. We talk about atoms and electrons and protons. So we really do get scientific. We talk about quantum physics and the part that it plays. We talk about the aura, the auric fields. We dive into the chakras, the nadis, the meridians, so you can understand how energy works both internally and externally. Mm-hmm. And I do a breakdown of the chakras. It's not like a full breakdown as far as like going deep, 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 where I spend like an hour on each chakra. No, but I do spend about 20 to 30 minutes on each chakra, just breaking it down as it relates to you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And then there's a lot of other things, gosh, that I go into. It's good, guys. And that's not even to toot my own horn, but it's a good course that I'm so proud of. If you're looking for it, number one, I will have the links in the show notes for you, but mm-hmm. you can go to learnwithjerica.thinkific.com/courses/FOEH. And that's for Foundations of Energy Healing. And if that wasn't enough for you, when you go to that site, which is the landing page for the course, there is a lot more information on the landing page. And there is a free 30-minute webinar on there about why energy healing matters. I also have this video up on my YouTube channel. So if you go to Inspired, or if you just go to YouTube and type in Inspired by Jerica Brashay, and I'll put a link for that as well in the notes, you can find the free 30-minute webinar there, which will give you an introduction to energy healing if you're still unsure about taking the course.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that.
And I think for the beginning, when you're just starting out, I think mm-hmm. the course is very, very helpful, because, like, as I said, I'm not like that. But of course, I have, you know, initially I have to learn the material. But mm-hmm. as far as how she brings it forth to you, I think it's a very, very, very good thing to invest in, especially in the beginning of your journey. Or it may not even be the beginning of your journey, but you may not remember certain things, or mm-hmm. you may not quite understand exactly how you got to where you are, yeah. or everything you need to know, or everything you can know for now about energy. Mm-hmm. You may need to. So I definitely think it's very, very important that you do look into getting that course to help you with, and just have a solid foundation as you're starting your journey or implementing it into your journey now.
Yes, yes. And it's not an end-all be-all course, guys. And I do mention that in the when I go over the course principles. It's introductory, okay? So this is to lay foundations for you. Of course, you know, as I evolve, so does my wisdom and knowledge and my message. And yours should too. So this is definitely something that's introductory, but it is it helps to create a good foundation for you to then take and build off of on your own. And to piggyback off of that, I also have a introduction to crystal healing webinar that I will be releasing hopefully by the end of the week or over the weekend. And that one is not a course. It's just a webinar. And it's probably about an hour or so long or something like that. I'm still doing some of the recordings, so I don't know exactly the length for sure. This one is not free like the Why Energy Healing Matters webinar, but this one is about crystal healing, and it is an introduction. So if you are interested in crystals, if you own crystals, if you are working with them and you want to expand your knowledge about how they actually work and why they work, like why does rose quartz, you know, why do we recommend rose quartz for love or rhodonite for love? Or, you know, why do we say that quartz is programmable? Or why do we use kyanite for our intuition? You know, how did they get these meanings? If you're interested in something like that and you want to grow a more intimate relationship with your crystals, then I definitely recommend you take this webinar, and mm-hmm. I will have a link to that. It's in pre-order status right now, but I'll be releasing it over the weekend. As we mentioned in last week's episode with the Gokai or the Reiki principles, the last one was to be kind to all living things. And our crystals are alive, believe it or not. They grow. They have a consciousness. And, you know, they are arguably one of the oldest life forms on Earth. So, yeah, definitely check that one out mm-hmm. as well. So, I'm excited, y'all. I got some content out there. Trying to grow the brand, grow myself. But, you know, that is like a part of my Dharma. And I think I mentioned in our Dharma episode, you know, teaching, researching mm-hmm. yeah. are near and dear to my heart. So these two projects and any content that I put out, trust me, are a labor of love. It's something that I truly feel or felt that the collective could benefit from. And these are the things that I wish I had when I started. So, you know, you have to be the change that you want to see. And this course and this webinar are the things that I wish I had access to that I was not able to find at that time. But mm-hmm. hopefully this will be impactful for other people that would like to tap into this knowledge.
Absolutely. Sure will. Did you want to talk about the Reiki in January?
Yeah.
We talked about the Reiki in the last episode. We didn't mention it.
Yes. So with Reiki, so Toya, well, I'll speak on my contribution, then I'll let Toya speak for herself. But we will be collaborating to offer a Reiki experience to you guys. Now, again, we are based in Atlanta. We don't have anything that's over the web yet, like Zoom or something like that yet. Maybe we will in the future. But I am going to be contributing by creating a Reiki handbook for the Shodan level Reiki. And Toya will be doing facilitating, like actually teaching the class as far as it being like the hands-on part. But mm-hmm. I will be teaching coming from from writing the handbook and just providing that to you guys. So
Toya will be coming. Well, yeah, soon, sometime in January, which you'll get more information soon. We will be having the Reiki 1 class. We'll be starting that out on the weekend. On the weekend, I'm not sure exactly the dates yet, but we will keep you posted. We just wanted to let you all know that that is the opportunity is coming. You are free to you can join the class, or you can also have Reiki sessions mm-hmm. during that time. If you are, if you're interested in being certified as a Reiki practitioner, that that is absolutely the best place to start with us. Mm-hmm. But again, like I said, if you do just want Reiki sessions, then that will be provided as well. Definitely. But for more to come, more to come.
Yeah, we're maybe still working out some
October, November. Yeah.
Yeah, still working out some of the details. But yeah, you can definitely look forward to some Reiki experiences with us, whether it's through content or in person. So we'll have to get a platform together for that. To make sure that we have a place to direct you guys to and where you can get the updates and everything. But yeah, stay posted. We'll keep you posted, rather. So stay tuned in. And is that it, Toya?
Yeah, and just make sure for those that do get the class, make sure that even under this podcast, let us know. Or even when Jerica, you know, you have that the place for them to leave comments and things mm-hmm. like that, and just let us know how you feel about the course after you've taken it. Just all feedback, it's good feedback.
Yes, yes. And if you do have questions about the course, my contact information is on the landing page, but I will make sure to put my email in the description below along with the other links. And I look forward to learning with you guys. I hope that it's everything that you need it to be. I believe it will be. So,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. This one's a little bit shorter since it's a continuation of last week. But as always, it is a pleasure. If you guys could please like, share, and subscribe to our content so that we can show up on your feeds and so that people can see us shining our light and living our dharmas a little bit. We appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, y'all. We'll see you in the next episode.
All right. Later.
All right. Bye.